KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you today, and I'm joined in studio by Miguel Rilova and Moses Botel, and they are in charge in various capacities of the video streaming platforms that go out from Calvary Church, an outreach and inreach, and we're going to find out all about what they're doing today. And I'm particularly interested in the part that considers people that participate in these platforms as part of the fellowship, because that's kind of a new thing. And I'm really anxious to hear about that. I'm really anxious to hear about the Spanish-speaking community and the technologies going on there. For the last 6 or 7 years, I've kind of watched that, Moses, with you. So, gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Hey, let's dive right into it. What online resources are available to people that would like to hear Skip's Bible teaching in both English and Spanish?
So on the Calvary website, calvarynm.church, if you go to the Teachings tab, we have a nifty little widget on our website where you can look up speaker, book of the Bible, date and time. You can even search, and it's pretty smart. You can search like evangelism, and it'll pull up messages related to...
So you can index them.
You can,
okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's just English. I'll let Moses share about the Spanish portion, but...
Miguel, let me ask you about that specifically.
Yeah.
The reason I personally chose to go to Calvary Church 39 years ago and have continued is because I am one of those people that if you take me to a car dealership and there's a slick salesman, I'm leaving with a car because I can get talked into all kinds of stuff. So when it came to faith in the Lord, obviously we know there's all kinds of messages out there, some good, some bad, some... I felt a lot of times, and this is not a comment about any preachers, there's some great preachers out there, but I felt manipulated sometimes, and I didn't want to be talked into anything. I just wanted to know, what does the Bible say? So I found this guy, Skip Heitzig, who teaches in expository fashion. And so let's say that I want to see the Nehemiah chapter 2. Could I put that in the index and actually bring that up on the website?
Absolutely. So you can index and search. Again, this is calvarynm.church. Just put that in your browser. Just Google calvarynm.church. It'll come up. And then on the upper part of the website, just click on the Teachings tab. It's almost like a little menu, Teachings tab.
Mm-hmm.
And then you scroll down a little bit, and then you'll see this little widget, like I mentioned earlier, with all those little details. There's multiple ways you can do it. You can type in Nehemiah. You can there's a little selection where, like, if you're ordering online and you want to add extra pickles, you can basically scroll and select Nehemiah, and it will take you to every single series and independent message from Skip Heitzig through the book of Nehemiah. So let's say he did it. Let's say, for example, he did a standalone weekend one where he wanted to pick out a certain idea, set of verses, what have you, and discuss that. There's those available. But let's say you want to binge the whole thing and you want to watch, download, or just listen on audio. You have all those options. If I may pivot for a second, on the YouTube channel, it's the same thing. If you go to youtube.com/CalvaryABQ, the Calvary Church with Skip Heitzig YouTube channel will come up, and on the little tabs like there, where you can do like videos, live, shorts, you can see the different types of content we put on the channel. There's a little search thing. If you put in Nehemiah, it will spit out the same thing, but what's unique about YouTube is our very faithful web team has done the legwork of sorting through all those messages, putting them in order, basically to autoplay. So let's say you go to youtube.com/CalvaryABQ, go to the little magnifying search icon, click put in Nehemiah, and you click Nehemiah 1 for expound, it will automatically take you through Skip's verse-by-verse teaching, so you will cover quite literally the entire book of Nehemiah with Skip Heitzig.
Now, we should explain to people that don't necessarily attend Calvary, and question down the road here is going to be, because Moses is going to talk to us about Spanish speakers and just the amazing things that are happening. In fact, I met Moses because about 6-7 years ago, we were talking about the guy we talked, we used to call him the Spanish Skip, and that was his father-in-law, Melitón Zapien, who literally used to do the word-for-word translation, which is just amazing. So, but this has grown. There's a lot of technology. So yeah, there's a lot to cover here, but I wanted people really to be, you know, understand the technology, what's out there. So my point was going to be, Expound are the Bible studies that Skip has, midweek Bible study. And occasionally that might be Nate Heitzig. Usually I don't think it's anybody else. It's either Nate or Skip. Because when we have guest speakers, they'll normally do something different. But if you have, like let's say that Franklin Graham came into our pulpit. He's been here multiple times. Can you search Franklin Graham and find out the number of times and things that he's shared from the pulpit?
Yep. The beauty of YouTube, and it's crazy how much it's changed, but the one really cool thing that we're really blessed with is search. YouTube is a massive search engine owned by Google. And so if you put in Franklin Graham, Franklin Graham, Skip Heitzig, Skip Franklin, any sort of variation like that, it will find what it thinks you're looking for, and then we'll rank the results and we'll show you specialty stuff we've done, side video stuff from him, stuff where he's come here before. So you can quite literally search the whole thing. We just encourage folks to go to youtube.com/CalvaryABQ and search within the channel page, because that will help funnel it down to stuff specifically related to, like when Franklin Graham has come here and taught at Calvary Church physically instead of some other thing he may have done. So it just helps refine it a little bit. But if you scroll on YouTube or on your device or even on your TV, it'll yield similar results.
Moses, let's switch now to all of the things that Miguel just told us are amazing. But you're doing all the things that he just talked about in Spanish as well.
Yes.
How in the world? I mean, Skip Heitzig goes into the pulpit, and Skip actually has the ability to speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
yes.
He does have a little different version, and I know that there's different dialects. They speak a different dialect in the South Valley of Albuquerque mm-hmm. than I'm sure they do in Mexico or Spain, right? And that later on is going to be, I want to talk about the language barriers and those kind of things. But Skip, in his own voice, is now speaking Spanish during these sermons. How is that accomplished?
That is, it still blows me away when I see and hear it. With AI technology, we're able to do some really amazing things. And not only Pastor Skip's voice, but any of our guest speakers. So basically, we run it through a special software and it clones the voice. It takes like a fingerprint of the voice.
Wow.
And then once it does a nice clean scan, then it's able to re-render the voice in the initial language, that tone, in I think we have over 126 languages available to us.
Okay, but right now you're just doing Spanish,
yes,
right?
Spanish, yes, correct.
Are you getting, I'm skipping a whole bunch of my little list here,
yeah,
but I'm
right.
Thinking that there's people listening to this around the world, not just people in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get feedback from people all around the world?
Oh, yeah, certainly. It's what a time we're living in, huh? God's
yeah.
appointed us to be in this time. And it's really crazy to see people responding from South America, Central America, Mexico, of course, here, Spain. Spanish is all over, kind of like English. I mean,
yes.
I think it's the third most spoken. No, Spanish is the second most spoken language in the world. I think it's Mandarin is number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think like English is mm-hmm. three. So it's pretty cool to see people commenting or
I have to tell you something as a sideline.
Yeah.
This past weekend, I was in San Diego. My son lives there with his wife and my two granddaughters, so I went to visit them. And they're old players, and they take Mandarin and English wow. in school. And so these little kids, one Hispanic, one white, one Chinese, they're all speaking Mandarin.
Wow.
And I'm going, that is so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed, to be frank with you, Moses, that I am from New Mexico and I can order food in Spanish and that's all.
Hey, that's what matters, right? You got to survive.
But that leads me to say people feel differently when they hear the gospel in their own language. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. It's really kind of, I think, difficult to put it in two words unless you've had the experience of going to another country in the native language, because it's not just the language, it's a culture.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds almost like a cliche, but I remember when I first visited some family in Mexico, I was already like 21. I was in college and I had a little time during Christmas break and, you know, January to kill. So I went down there and I had some buddies who lived in the valley in Texas. Like they lived like maybe 6 miles away from the border. And I had family on the other side. So I basically hitched a ride, went over there. And even though I grew up in a Spanish speaking home and I had some neighbors and friends who spoke Spanish, I was blown away. Frankly, I was just blown away by not just the language, but just the familiarity of the people there. And what I mean by that is how there was so much emphasis placed on family, which spills into your neighbors, your community, and then just the whole culture. And it's just really hard to describe unless you've been to like a third world country where when you don't have a whole lot, and specifically in the border of Mexico, it's kind of impoverished. And so people, I one of the things that stuck out for me is you've learned to have to depend on one another. And just the community aspect of it is just so much more rich because a lot of times your neighbor is kind of in the same boat you are as far as like economically or whatever situation. And so I think there's a lot more closeness to it, bonding. And of course that, you know, ties into cultural aspects too. So when you speak the language, speaking Spanish, you already have this connection that is really hard to describe unless you speak it natively. And it's just a connection that I've seen. It's almost instant when you hear someone talking your language. It just takes one level of a wall down for people who are speaking. It's really hard to describe.
I love this. We got a lot more to talk about. These two young men are going to be with me until 2 o'clock. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We're back on ABQ Connect, and I can't thank you guys enough. I messed up our previous recording time, and so it's such a blessing that you guys are here with us today. All of our Monday afternoon listeners are always anxious to hear about what's going on, and I'm gonna lead this to you guys. Well, first, I should let you know. Miguel Rilova is part of our video streaming team, those broadcast platforms, and you do call them broadcast platforms, don't you?
Yes, it is broadcast. It's more digital web app, but
well, I even watched the services. Like I was in North Carolina 2 weeks ago, and I watched on Facebook Live. So there's a lot of availability. Moses Botello, when I met Moses, we were talking about some things that he was doing with Spanish, and I interviewed Melatone, his father-in-law, and what a great voice and everything. Is he missing doing this now, Moses?
Yes.
Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's he loves it. Yeah. He absolutely loves it, but I've been in the booth when he's translating and other translators that we have, and it can be mentally fatiguing. It's work.
So I have no doubt that what they did was accurate. Now technology's kind of taken over. Is the technology pretty accurate?
It is almost there, but we make sure to QC because there are some words that can be translated almost literally, and that's not the best.
Okay.
So I make sure that before we release a video, that I QC it, and if there's a word that needs a better translation, then I go in there and make that edit.
I love that. So let's say you go to in-person service at any church, and you have a chance to meet people. People greet you, at least I hope they do, and they're friendly and kind, and if you want to ask a question, you can. Can that kind of thing happen online, Miguel?
That's quite a question, Jim. It's a really funny thing because it's layered. So it depends. It depends mostly on the platform and the frequency. So,
now I've seen YouTube, where over on like the I can't remember if it's the left or the right, that you actually have people making comments. Oh, I don't understand that, and I think sometimes it's you answering those questions.
From time to time, yes. If I may take this moment to brag on my team, I've got a remote crew that helps me moderate because it's four channels of broadcast simultaneously every service that we do. But the cool thing about connecting online is there's so many ways to do it that it's really a tool. I will give a disclaimer that here at Calvary, we strongly encourage folks to connect in person, whether it's from digital to in person or in person to in person. That it's always going to have much more value. And our goal here isn't really to get you online so you can connect with us. It's to use digital tools to give you the value of teaching and learning what the Bible says. But for folks who have health issues and maybe can't leave their home, for folks who
maybe just, they don't live in Albuquerque.
Yeah, just love our stuff. My first sort of interaction with our YouTube channel, because my time on staff here was after the channel. I've been active for a while. I came on staff in 2021 to help lead the broadcast side, but the channel had already been around for a while. And I remember in high school, just listening to Skip Heitzig, writing papers, late, staying up late, writing college papers, and I learned so much. And so I happen to live in Albuquerque, and so I'm able to go to that church. But I imagine there's so many others that just want to learn about Acts or have a question or don't really trust information that's out there. Maybe they're worried about misinformation and they want to go to a trusted source. That's a form of connection. Some folks will connect on the chat and then connect over in Facebook. They'll send a friend request and connect that way. Some folks will share emails. There's so many different ways to do it, but the core idea of connection online is just sharing Bible truth, Bible teaching, Bible knowledge in a way where folks walk away knowing more about Jesus and their Bible than they did before. At least that's our focus here at Calvary.
So I'm born and raised in New Mexico. Many, many friends that maybe Spanish only. A lot of sports athletes, Spanish only. Now, most of them probably at this time, I'm 67, so they've probably learned how to speak English to a certain degree. Embarrassing again that I haven't learned how to speak Spanish, because I don't see why they should have to speak English and I don't have to speak Spanish, right? It's kind of a crazy deal. I've been to a couple schools where they teach both, and I just think the whole bilingual thing is amazing, because I think it makes a child's brain really think in different ways, and it can't do anything except promote and help education and the desire to learn. But here's what my point was going to be. So in New Mexico, we have a very large Catholic population, and I believe many, many Catholic believers in Jesus. But they've never heard necessarily expository teaching. But because they're ingrained, you mentioned the Spanish culture, they're ingrained into going to a certain church, and that parish may have been their parish for 100 years. Not necessarily suggesting that they change, but I've seen a lot of people, when they hear expository teaching for the first time, they just go, oh my goodness, that's exactly what the Bible means? I never knew that. I was always hearing this priest or this preacher or whoever tell us what they think it means. I've not ever, you know, gone through and heard, you know, these are what these words mean in Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic. I've never heard the historical context. I've never this or that. So Moses, this question is really for you. So if someone in that position would go to the YouTube channel, and I want you guys to give the websites and references again, how people log in, do that as many times today as you can, because people are listening in their cars, and don't write it down while you're driving. We'll say it plenty of times, and we'll have this available at abqconnect.online if you don't grab it right now. So Moses, a person that participates in some services, they may not even know what an evangelical worship is about. If they go online a few times, do you think that participation makes them more comfortable to physically attend church, like Miguel was alluding to?
Huh. Sorry for the gap, but that's when we first started providing our Spanish teachings online, and I believe it. This is with many churches who have gone online. It was during COVID because a lot of places were shut down. So that was around the time that we initiated more of our teachings intentionally in online in Spanish. I believe what I've seen, expository teaching now, at least in the Spanish online realm, is akin to what we've seen in the Jesus movement in the 70s. It was, from what I hear, I was born in the 70s.
Sure.
So, I wasn't.
You're lying. A young guy. I don't like young guys remember. Anyway.
But from what I hear of the stories, when Chuck Smith started teaching just verse by verse, simply, it was so new. It was so brand new. And that's what we're taught to do is to
so you think the scriptures that too. Especially Spanish speakers that are now experiencing this for the first time, they're having the same reaction.
I see the comments, and it's like a revival. Mm-hmm. And it's not just here through Calvary Church, but because I do searches and I look for other churches who do verse by verse, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing the same thing. This is refreshing. Where has this been my whole life? And I was raised in a more traditional church where it was just, you know, reciting prayers and such. But when they discover that God's word is relevant to their life and God's word makes a person's life change for the good, it's like, where has this been my whole life? And when I started coming to Calvary back in 2000, I had never experienced teachings like this church, like this. It was unlike anything that I knew of before in a church. So for me, it was refreshing. And at first I was put off a little bit because it wasn't what I was used to. You know, typically I would hear someone screaming at the top of their lungs, spitting in my face, and you're going to be there until every penny is collected because half the service was about
collecting money.
Yeah. And I didn't get that at all. And so I think God's work does the work. God's word does the work, and it changes hearts. And there's just no way, it doesn't matter what language you speak. It's going to work.
I shouldn't take this risk, but I feel like I need to, because I think I'm an old guy. So this really was a long time ago. And this was, for me, it was almost 40 years ago when I came to faith in the Lord. And I'd been raised in an Episcopal church, which is kind of close to Catholicism. And I remember I was standing in the sanctuary, pews and all those kind of things, and I was talking with one of the people in leadership, and we were whispering because we were in the sanctuary. So I thought, that's just what you did. Mm-hmm. And I understand that that's respectful, and yeah, this is a holy place and all that kind of stuff. So I come to faith in the Lord my senior year in high school, March of 1976. I've had two pastors in my life. One, Skip Pennybaker, who used to run Young Life in Albuquerque, and Skip was a neat guy discipling me, and then he ended up deciding he wasn't called to be a pastor. He was still an evangelist, and he moved to Alaska to run Young Life up there. So I started attending midweek services at Calvary, which were on Thursday nights, not Wednesdays, and it was amazing. I mean, the first time I came, I learned more about the Bible than I'd known in my previous so many years of being a believer. It was just absolutely amazing. That revival in my heart, as you were describing, that was happening to me. But I remember I met Skip actually the very first time that I went to Calvary. He came off the pulpit after teaching, and he walked right up to me. He says, "You're the tallest guy, you know, in here, and what do you do?" And this and that. So anyway, we kind of got to be friends, and you know, over a period of weeks. And I'll never forget, I had an appointment to go meet Skip. And I came over, and I was standing outside, and all of a sudden I hear from across the sanctuary, "Hey, Jim, what are you doing?" And Skip is on his mountain bike in the sanctuary. And I'm thinking, am I not supposed to whisper in here? You know, and so what I learned is, look, you know, the church is not the building. The church is us. Mm-hmm. We make up the church, and the Holy Spirit is in us. And the outflow of the Holy Spirit is what makes people welcome and You know, I'm hoping that that's something that this particular service. So we're going to take another break. And Miguel, when we come back, I'm going to ask you about how you make people feel part of the community if they're participating online. So we'll be right back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We're back on ABQ Connect. Two servants at Calvary Chapel, Miguel and Moses, they are part of our video streaming team, our broadcast team. They're working with different platforms, Moses specific to Spanish speaking. Miguel, you've already mentioned your team and crew and how you're hosting this video stuff. So when people, when somebody's watching something streaming on YouTube and it's live, there's actually a conversation going on. And so part of your team is answering some questions that people have. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so on all of the platforms, so that's our live website, live.calvarynm.church, just calvarynm.church, church website, just with live in front of it, the YouTube channel. And then we also stream to the Calvary Church Facebook page and Skip Heitzig Facebook page for all of our services. So Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every single week. And with each of those, there's a chat forum is the best way I would explain it to our radio listeners is we just call it the live chat, but it's a forum that populates every time someone talks or
is there a chat available through the Facebook?
There is.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. See, I'm not a technology guy, you know, I'm kinda old.
I think you like to listen, Jim, but some folks like to share as well. and we ask them to. So a couple of years ago, Calvary had already been streaming for long before COVID, before I was around. But after COVID was around the time I came around, and part of the reason for becoming on staff was to sort of, I don't know if pioneer is the right word, but just be a voice and representative here on staff for the folks who had for years, months, days, however long, been listening to and connecting with our video broadcast content and stuff that was posted on, we post on the website and YouTube channel, like we mentioned earlier. Folks, pretty much anyone with an account on the platform you're watching. So if you're on Facebook, if you're logged into your Facebook, same with YouTube, or the live website can post. And so a couple of years ago, we added this sort of pre-service element where we have hosts. And so usually it's the same folks that do announcements later in the service that will tell folks about, hey, here's our event coming up, or open your Bibles to this, or we're back in the series, or we have a guest speaker, whatever news they need. And so they'll say, tell us where you're watching from, if you'd like to start a watch party group in your area, maybe tell us what's the weather like where you're watching. And so it's just, that's one of several ways that we like to connect with folks and just say, hey, we see you, we hear you. We're not just going to jump straight into the content and have cameras where you can see us, but we're looking at the in-person audience. We want to look at you as best we can directly in the eye and speak to you. And so we've been doing that for a while, and folks participate. And it's funny because folks participate when we do silly stuff, like when Pastor Nate has to draw a painting or something. I mean, our creative department handles all that. So they get real fun and goofy and silly. And then the other way, and this is actually my favorite way, is prayer requests. So for example, if you're, let's say it's midweek service, Skip's in the pulpit talking about Genesis chapter 1, he's going verse by verse. So we're starting at the very beginning, the very first verse of the Bible, and we're going to, you know, make it as far as Skip goes with going through each verse and teaching in an expository fashion. Folks who have questions, have prayer requests, can post in the chat, and we try to say hello. So for example, if Jim Williams on YouTube pops up, someone's going to say, hey, Jim, thank you for joining us. Glad you're with us. And then throughout the service, you'll see links to different things, like if you want to give to Calvary, if you have a prayer request that's private, maybe you don't want to throw it in the chat, maybe you have a question about something, or you want, maybe you live here, but you want to connect with the pastor. We have all those resources available. But my personal favorite is when folks will put a prayer request. It'll be, Jim Williams, please pray for my family. We're traveling, and it's rough conditions, and folks will pray for them in the chat.
Oh, wow.
Live in real time while it's happening. And it was a little bit odd to get used to at first, because it's like I grew up in church my whole life, and mostly non-denominational, but my parents made it very clear from a young age, when the pastor is speaking, you sit down, you be quiet, and you listen, and you pay attention. And now I'm working with this ministry where that's happening, but folks are sharing things about their life, giving updates from the previous week, sometimes asking questions related, like, hey, how can I give to this collection you're doing for other ministries we have, like Reload Love, or anytime we're doing any sort of fundraising campaigns. But prayer requests are really fun because it lets me know what's going on in their life and really helps us to add the value of we're going to pray for you right then and there. So within 2 minutes, you can hop online, post a prayer request while we're in service, and someone will pray for you in the chat. And sometimes some of our regular attenders that watch online will join us and pray for you. And so you may get 3, 4, 5 people that pray for you online. And so that's really where the community aspect comes in. I think of it a little bit like your favorite grocery store, where sometimes it'll be a manager or boss there that's there for years and you develop a relationship and a connection. But even if the staff changes, as long as the leadership there keeps the core values that make what you like about going to that grocery store present, it always feels familiar. Even if they have new product, even if it's new faces, even if they update the machines, even if they rearrange the aisles or whatever, they're still like, okay, that this place feels familiar and it's where I like to shop. It's where I feel like when I spend my time and money, I get a good result. And so when folks hop online and are vulnerable and share things that are going on in their lives, we can connect with them. And even if I never meet
them. And you have a specific team.
Yes,
that is being sensitive, mm-hmm. praying over all of this, and yes. actually answering people sincerely. Can I share a grocery store story? And this is something I learned just at Calvary. I mean, I remember growing up, you know, 10, 12 years old, you know, you could say to somebody, well, will you pray for my family? And what you meant by that is, okay, when I leave, will you say a prayer? Well, what I like about mm-hmm. communities of real believers, and I had one just last week at the grocery store. I ran into somebody that I hadn't seen for 25 years, and they said, look, you haven't seen me a lot. I'm dealing with cancer, this and that. And I said, they said to me, if you hold me up in prayer, I'd really appreciate that. Meaning, I'll probably never see you again, but if you'd pray about this, this would be great. Mm-hmm. So right in the middle of the grocery store, one of the aisles, I said, could I pray for you right now? I put my arm on their shoulder, and they were obviously uncomfortable, but I just began to pray, and I could feel the tension just leave their body. And they were like, he is praying for me in the middle of a store, and I believe the Holy Spirit comes and comforts them. Wow. I could almost feel it in my hand on their shoulder, all tense and then just relaxed. And this is online, but it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. And what's unique about the folks that post prayer requests in the chat that we pray over is you can read it and you can read it again. So I imagine the person you prayed for, I'm sure they remember most of what you said and remember the moment for sure. But being able to reread those words that, who knows, the Holy Spirit guided each keystroke, and maybe there was just a certain way the sentence was structured because we're only limited to 500 characters.
Yeah.
So you got to be a little bit concise with it, but you can read and reread it. And then most of them we leave up on the archive. So in the event that maybe you want to go back and see what happened and relive the memory, you can do that. And then every now and again, we'll have guest speakers or Skip will have a topic that sometimes doubles our viewership, or like for Easter. Easter is usually when Easter sunrise, folks show up in person, the whole city comes to UNM Lobo Football Stadium. Mm-hmm. We have a similar thing online. In fact, this past year, we broke a record, really proud moment. But sometimes it goes really fast and we can't get to them all. Well, my team goes through with a fine-tooth comb and will send me a list of all the prayer requests, and then I compile them. We'll separate them out between my team members, and then I'll send them out an email to pray throughout the week. So
if you attend another church, but you're watching this service, can you ask for prayer even if you attend another church?
Jim, we just see a username, and we know that or trust that that's a person that God's guided across our path. Mm-hmm. And so if you post and maybe say we don't get a response in the chat right away because it's busy, or all of a sudden everybody and their mom decided to show up that day and are posting, we make every effort to hit every single prayer request.
I love that.
It really is our pleasure to do that. It's crazy how many we get, but that's real ministry. That's folks trusting us with the things in their lives and asking for us to stand in faith with them that God's gonna do something.
Do you get praise reports back that God's answered. And,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the fun ones. There's a lady, I feel comfortable saying this cause it's public. Sure. and public facing. Her username is Lucille. But she updates us on her family every Wednesday. And usually I'm on the more technical side, making sure things are going well, like audio, video. And so my team does more of the communication part for me. Very thankful for that. But it's been cool to think like, wow, she's been sharing things that have been going on in her life, good and bad, for the last like 3 years. And so folks know a lot about her. There's this young man, his name is Jaden, lives, I think, in New York, went to the military, and he would, not to push too far, but he'd spill his guts. He would be super vulnerable. And
can people that are watching, can they communicate to people that are writing in?
In the chat, yes.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then, and then if folks, let's say they're like, hey.
A person that's sure. never been on a chat and in their life is asking you this question, so I don't know how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. As long as you're logged in. So if it's on YouTube to Gmail, but most folks just leave devices. Or if you're using mobile, which to use the app, I think you have to be logged in anyway. So it gives you that option regardless. But yeah, as long as you're logged into whatever it is, Facebook, YouTube, you can chime in and give praise reports. But yeah, this young gentleman, Jaden, 18, graduated high school. And it's funny, he's like the cousin that comes around and you're kind of like, okay, what's the story this time? But about every 7 months, he'll chime in and give me an update. And every time, I mean, it's all over text, so there's got to be a level of discernment. Sure. But every 7 months or so, their tone changes to, hey, can you pray for me to this? To, can you pray for me for this? Hey, instead of praying for, you know, this addiction I'm giving into, can you pray that I be more effective at my job to reach people for Jesus?
Oh, wow.
And so.
So you're kind of seeing some changes in their life from what
exactly.
their focus is.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Moses said, the word does the work. The word that's coming from the pulpit of Calvary Church is what's changing. He provides the increase. Yeah. And we know that, but being able to connect is really fun. And then every now and then, those folks will make a visit here in person, and I'll get to see them. And that's a really, really special feeling.
Do you guys remember, I think last summer, there was a group of like 10 people from China that came mm-hmm. on the campus, and they had all been watching the services, mm-hmm. and they were so excited. And so we took them in the sanctuary. They hadn't made an appointment or told anybody that were coming. And then just providentially, they got to meet Skip. And okay. they were just in heaven. I mean, they just thought that was great. But what's funny to me is Skip is really, you know, he's a well-known Bible teacher and all that, but he's like the most humble guy. He's actually embarrassed when people put him up on a pulpit. So it's the word that has the power,
yes.
not Skip. And he's always quick to try to direct attention. Moses, I'm going to ask you about a Spanish speaker, maybe from Mexico, one from Spain, one from the South Valley of Albuquerque. This Spanish that they're going to be hearing online, are they all going to understand what's being said?
They should, for the most part. And the way we've selected how it gets translated to our AI software is I've selected the Mexico Spanish. So even though it's not, Spanish did not originate from there, obviously Spain,
right.
there are more Spanish speakers in Mexico than anywhere else in the world by far.
Oh, okay.
And so it's got a little bit of a slant dialect-wise, but for the most part,
people are going to be centered. Blessed.
I guess a comparison you could make would be someone who speaks English from California differs from someone from New Jersey, someone who speaks English, I'm sorry, in UK.
It's yeah, that is
different.
Really hard to understand.
Yeah, but I mean, you get the gist of it, you know, whatever someone's trying to communicate in English.
Yeah, that is hysterical. Hey, we're going to talk more about online viewers and the technologies available to people. We'll be back with Moses and Miguel right after these messages. Stay with us.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
All right. This is the fourth segment for ABQ Connect for 6/30/2025. 3, 2, 1. We're with Miguel Rilova and Moses Botteo, and they are working with the broadcast team at Calvary Church. There's all kinds of platforms, all kinds of ways you can access the services on Wednesdays. That is called Expound. That is a verse-by-verse Bible study. Skip Heitzik obviously is in the pulpit most of the time on Saturday evenings and Sunday mornings, and he does still do he does more of evangelical, but he still does verse by verse. And I know that we have guest speakers. We have Nate Heitzik, who's an associate pastor in the pulpit. I know we've seen Matt Perillo a few times as of late. Skip is doing some international travel and different things. Skip's really earned a reputation for being a compassionate presenter and a very knowledgeable presenter of the gospel. And he's, you know, he's dogmatic in the sense that he calls us a textual community where we're going to adhere to what the Word of God says. He believes that both the Old and New Testaments are inerrant, God-breathed, God-inspired, Holy Spirit-inspired. And so that's why there's such a big emphasis. If you're listening to this broadcast and you may not know why the Word of God is so important, at least to this community. And I shared already, I really love it because I didn't want to be talked into anything. I didn't want to be, you know, your experience is great. I think it's valuable to have a testimony, but I didn't, I'm easily manipulated. I mean, that's the only way I can say it. I you know, if I hear this, you know, preacher selling, you know, the latest vitamin supplement, I'm probably buying it. And I wanted to, you know, knowing that about myself, that's why I have attended a church that is giving a historical grammatical presentation of the gospel. And I think most people in whatever tradition you're from, you've probably not experienced that, but you can. Miguel, tell us the platforms again, how you can sign online on both Wednesdays and over the weekend to see these services.
Yeah, so to see the services, that's our well, first our if you're attending or sorry, if you're watching during our service time, so Saturday 6:30 p.m., Wednesday 6:30, Sunday 9, Sunday 11, all times Mountain Standard. Those are available on our live Calvary website, so live.calvarynm.church, live.calvarynm.church. So our church website, calvarynm.church, just with live in front of it, and then Skip's Facebook. Skip Heitzik Facebook, Calvary, Calvary Church with Skip Heitzik Facebook, and then Calvary Church with Skip Heitzik YouTube. On YouTube, if you got a Gmail, that's how you log in, participate in the chat if you like. But you can still view it just as just a video. And then same thing with Facebook. You only need to be logged in if you want to add to the live chat forum. And then same thing with live.covernem.church. But they're all live broadcast during all those service times.
Moses, how do you keep up with all the technology? I mean, you kind of brainstormed getting your father-in-law involved and doing the Spanish translation, and now that's kind of changed. And how do you keep up with all the things available? Like you mentioned, I don't know how many languages you have available, but I'm imagining pretty soon you're going to be hearing these services in Mandarin and other languages.
Yes, we have the capability to do that right now. Right now, one of the things we are working towards is finding laborers for the harvest, basically, because I'm bilingual, but I, even with that, it's like I wish I knew a third or fourth language. So it's easy to upload the teachings and run it through the machine, but I make sure to go through and QC each and every teaching word by word because we
okay. Now, what if somebody's listening right now that is they might be from China, they may speak Mandarin, and they're thinking, wow, I could help them with this. Is it worth a call to you?
Yeah, they could call here at the church and get a hold of us in the creative department because we are looking towards expanding to 10 languages this year. So it takes work, and we do have the template to in order to make that process, but the things we are working on right now are people.
And you're not people depending on the machine, though. AI is a lot of work, but you are still doing quality control.
Exactly. It's good. And the way it pumps out the teachings, you can understand it. But there are better words. Let's take Perfect example. Skip. Literally, it could mean hopping along. Well, that's one of the things that we need to be careful of. If it takes a word like skip, it's, we know it's a proper name, but it could be translated into jump. So those are little things that AI doesn't always get right on. So that's why we make sure to go through and make sure the words are accurate.
Both of you obviously have a grasp of this technology. I do not. But do you think the people that are participating feel like they're part of the church?
That's a great question, Jim. What I would say is folks that regularly engage, we make it very clear that we don't do membership. And if you can be one of us if we thought if we thought of this like a tribe. If you want to learn your Bible, want to go through your Bible, that's what we exist to do. That's why we're here. And that's really all it takes, which is...
But you're not going to be... You mentioned tribe.
Yeah.
Tribalism is a thing that is just crazy around the world. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's tribes in Iran and Iraq and Israel, and we see the conflicts. But to be part of a fellowship at Calvary Church, your past background doesn't matter. It's just that now... Today,
exactly.
You want to know something about the Word of God. You want to know who Jesus is. And if that's what you want, you can be part of it.
Yeah. Like I mentioned earlier, when I was wrapping up my associate's degree a few years ago, just watching Skip, listening, writing papers was how I connected. And Skip's a very gifted teacher. And the way he taught made it sound like he was talking to me. And like I had his complete attention, and like he, it was almost as if in the beginning he said, "Hi, my name is Skip, I'm your friend. Let's talk about the Bible," and that's how it got started, and that's how I felt connected. So it really depends on what medium you connect with, whether if it's the website, a live stream, or archive videos. Maybe you're kind of following. Maybe you go to your own church and you're just kind of using our materials to supplement. But yeah, if you consider yourself to love God's word, be a saved born again believer, and you want to learn all of what you can from the text that is in the Bible, as it's been translated, then that's really what it is.
What if you're not a believer, but you want to examine what the Bible says? Is this a good place to do it?
Absolutely, absolutely. We know, Jim, that the Word is sharper than any two-edged sword, and one of the really cool things that I feel personally when it comes to verse-by-verse teaching is it gives you a broad perspective of pretty much every field of theology. So let's say, for example, you don't believe, but you're like, I like the Skip guy, and I'll listen. Well, eventually you're going to come to realize that it's not God holding a gun saying, believe in me or else. It's God sending his son down to do literally the impossible, but still achieving it through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, that he did everything he can to save you.
But you know what? You're not also just listening to Skip, because the first thing he's going to do is get your Bible out.
Exactly.
And frankly, he kind of gets on our case, doesn't he, when we don't bring a Bible to church.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's going to tell you, how come you don't have your Bible? And so
even on weekends, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, if you're here, hold one up. If you should have it,
that's right.
If you go to this church.
Well, and I kind of appreciate that, because I want to encourage people, if you're listening online, bring your Bible, because you're going to read with Skip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have a New International Version. Skip's teaching out of New King James. Somebody might have a NASB, a New American Standard. But you're going to be able to read with Skip. And sometimes he'll read some of those other translations because he feels like it communicates better what the original language is intended. Hey, I've got one last question for both of you. Off the air, I mentioned that many churches do a good job of providing like wheelchair access for people with special abilities. But just because you give them access and they can get into the church, they don't necessarily feel welcome. Do you feel like people that are not believers, maybe English or Spanish speaking, or do you think people that have been raised in a religious tradition and maybe they only speak Spanish, do you think they would feel like they have access and that they're welcome?
I would say so. One of the cool things about YouTube is it's on demand. Mm. You don't need anyone's permission to hop on and start going through your Bible with Skip Heitzig. We're always working to further accommodate, to see what we can do. We recently started incorporating monthly giveaways. So let's say you're not able to, for whatever reason, purchase or maybe donate to get a Skip Heitzig book, we will send you, if you participate in the giveaway and win, we will send you one free of charge. Mm-hmm. And we try to get them signed, but that's one little way. And there's so many that we experiment with and try, but that's one little way that we say, hey, we love Bible from 30K. That's sort of expound, but summarized, so you can go through the whole Bible, but not the deep expository one. What Skip's known for. That's just one way that we try to kind of go above and beyond and hand someone a piece of who we are. If say you live in another country like Malaysia.
Yeah, I love that. Moses, as a person, do you know people that just speak Spanish?
Oh yeah, certainly.
And do you feel like those folks would be comfortable fellowshipping either online or in person at Calvary?
I want to be careful with answering this because I don't want it to become a political discussion. Right. But just recently, there's been a lot of concern. I believe, let's say, if you were only Spanish speaking, who maybe don't have all your legal papers for residency mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. such. So I'd imagine there's a little bit of that fear. Let's mm-hmm. say if you are residing and like I said, I don't want it to become a political conversation. But
are you inviting people that may be undocumented living here to participate?
We are inviting anybody who is interested in knowing more about God's word to come and hear. The verse that keeps coming to my mind is, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. And that's one of the things that this church has always emphasized, as far as I remember, is study for yourself God's word. Mm. It's the gospel is for everybody.
But you're not putting yourself at risk watching these broadcasts.
No. And I believe, you know, this also, I think, ties into our, let's say, shut-ins. Mm-hmm. And we probably all know somebody who may not be able to get out of their home for whatever reason. Yet we are living in a time in place where God's word can come to these people in their home, whether it's their physical condition or status of however. What a time to be able to disseminate God's word through the technology that we have, and this is a privilege. So while we have the time, I think it's a blessing to be able to put our hands to the plow.
Yeah, and one last thing, and I said that on the last question, but Miguel, I'm thinking that one of the things you hear from the pulpit is that Skip will say things like, look, don't believe what I say. Go to the Word of God and check it out. You know, there's, as the Bereans did, right? But let's say that you may not have certain resources. There is a library of Bible teaching that covers the entire Old and New Testament that is available online, and it's easily indexable, so people can do that research.
Yes. Yeah. So as mentioned at the top, if you just go to our website, calvarynm.church, actually, I just remembered you can, if you're on a computer and you're searching on a web browser, that's calvarynm.church/teachings, calvarynm.church/teachings.
There's a button, teachings, at the top of the page.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. That page has pretty much every teaching that we have available. That's where you can find it. You can search books of the Bible, speaker, date, time, series, and just take your pick. It's like a buffet, whatever you like. So if let's say you're doing a gospel and then let's say prophet study, that's all there for you. If you're on our YouTube channel, or even just if you're let's say you are searching on mobile or on your TV or tablet and you have the app. Just type in Skip Heitzig, Skip Calvary. It'll take you there. YouTube knows who we are, thankfully. And you click on the channel button, and then under the video section, you can look up what videos are posting. Or on the far right side of your screen, you'll see a little magnifying glass icon. Just tap that. Put whatever you want in the search, and it'll It'll pull up the results. And what I like about YouTube, why I prefer folks go to YouTube, is you can search a, let's say, for example, you want to see Skip's latest message. You can click on that video and watch that if you're just on YouTube and you use the main search bar. And so you may just get that video. But if you go to our channel, so that's Calvary Church with Skip Heitzig YouTube channel. Either click on it on your browser or tap if you're using the app.
I say you subscribed and then they're uploaded automatically and they let you know they're there.
Yeah, right. That's one way. Yeah. But the second you tap the video on our channel, you're now put in the series. So if you, if let's say you want to keep track or want your app or browser to keep track for you, that's the way to do it. So you can go through the whole series, or if you're going through a book of the Bible, it'll take you all the way through. Whatever book you like, take your pick.
I love it. Miguel Moses, you guys have an amazing ministry. Glad God's got you here, and I appreciate you joining us for ABQ Connect.
You too. Thank you.
Pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.